Mark, you know, a number of the vices in the school, but no doubt they need managing. And also, not just with logging into school networks, etc., but also in terms of the learners accessing apps and all the account scenarios that go with that. Has this been a challenge for you, or has it been straightforward, or what's your experience been?
I think there are two aspects to the managing the device side of things here. The first aspect that you talked about there, which is, you know, how do we ensure that students have got the right apps on the devices? How do we ensure if you're teaching a lesson, the student has the app that you want them to have and so on? We took the view at the beginning that we would trial a fairly open system where we would allow teachers to go to students and say, OK, we want you now to download this app. Can you make this app available? And we just wanted to see how that would go, rather than having a whole school approach to making sure that every student had XYZ app. And I have to say, I'm really pleased to say that that's been pretty successful so far. We've found the devices really flexible. Because we've got a reasonable bandwidth, we've been able to, you know, have 20 students download apps at any given time in a classroom environment. And so that aspect of device management has really not really been an issue at all. One of the things that we did wonder was what would be the impact in terms of purchased apps, how would students deal with that? And that actually hasn't raised its head at all. Nobody's come to me yet and said, look, I'd really like to buy this app. I think more and more there are so many freely available apps that we kind of find an app to meet our needs. We haven't found anything yet that is...
Now, when it comes to the stage where a purchased one is the option, the best option, what do you have in place to address that?
At the moment, there's no infrastructure in place in the way that I know Apple have a kind of volume licensing solution. There isn't such a thing for Android. The one time that this did actually occur was in my own department, where I'd come across an algebra app which looked fantastic, called Dragonbox, and they were looking for £2 or £3 per student per license, and I didn't really want to go down that road at the beginning. So I contacted the company and just to find out if they'd be prepared to give us a reduced price on the site license. And in actual fact, they came back and said, we would give you this for free if you were prepared to pilot it for us and feedback your findings. So that's the only time that that's really happened. I think that would still be the route I would be looking to take if we find ourselves in a position where we're looking to buy a site rollout of maybe 150 licenses. I would really look to contact the provider in the first instance to see what kind of arrangement we could come up with them. But it is very much ad hoc at the moment, I think that's fair to say.
And I think that's a challenge for schools.
It will become.
At this stage of the game, in terms of the early stages of this. So I think, particularly with the different platforms that schools are using, there have been challenges faced by everybody.
Absolutely.
At this stage.